Came to a late scratch. How'd you think the guys that came in and had stepped in did?
Well, you know, the guys that stepped in did their job, you know, and that's, as you well know, that's our attitude in the offensive line room. Next guy's got to be ready.
Are you hopeful that Pugh and Richburg will be able to be back for you when you get back?
You're always hopeful that. I don't know what the situation is. I think throughout this week, the bye week helps. You know, if we were playing next week, that would be a concern of mine. But we have a week to see how things go, and I hope both of them get healthy and get ready to go.
How concerning was Justin, not just his loss, but, you know, it seemed like he was doing better, and then all of a sudden
it was, you know, Justin has been playing well. Played very well down in Tampa, played hard, you know, down there, and that it took a great effort from everyone to win that game. And then, you know, the complications he had asked afterwards, you know, was, I know it was disappointing to him.
Was he back in here this morning? Was he feeling better?
He was in all the meetings, and you know, I had a little bit of an opportunity to ask him how he's doing. He said better, whatever that means. You know, I didn't go into great detail with it. We'll get a tonight in the staff meeting. We'll get a little bit more information from Coach Coughlin.
You've had a couple of months now with Eric. What's your assessment of
him? Well, you know, as I said in training camp, you know, and working with him in a little bit in the spring that we get a chance in the summer, you know, I really like his attitude, his play strength is where you want to be a tackle in the NFL. His technique was something that we knew needed to get better. I think you see flashes of his technique. As a coach, I don't see enough of it yet, but that's coaching more than playing, and he's got to learn to trust the NFL technique. It's really difficult for a young player when he gets, he'll do it at practice. He works hard at it at practice. He's the kind of guy you love to coach, but when you get into in a game situation, a lot of times the young players revert back to what they've been doing, and that's the thing that we're going into game 11 here against the Redskins coming up. That's where we have to show more than flashes of improvement. We have to see the improvement.
Is his footwork, his handwork?
It's a combination, and most of it becomes you know, one thing on top of the other. It happens where he's very technique conscious in the beginning of the game, and then something happens gets him out of whack because he's playing against good players. You know, I've been playing a long time, and you know, I have to settle him. But we talk on the sideline, and we settle him down a little bit, and then, you know, it's almost series by series, from that standpoint.
So with some of this, I mean, the original plan was to start him out at right tackle.
Yeah.
But would some of this have been mitigated a little bit if he got a start there?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think that is that's a reason at all. And I think that, you know, it's more the getting the experience in the NFL, learning on the job type thing. He's going to get better. And, you know, as I said, I want to see as a coach, and I want to do a better job of getting better each week.
He had some struggles yesterday, obviously, up against a very good player. But how much did not having Justin next to him affect that, do you think?
I don't think that affects him. Yeah. I really don't. I mean, Justin's a good football player. John Jerry's a good football player. And, you know, that had the struggles that happened with Eric, as it did happen with other guys throughout the game, you know, was more of a one-on-one situation.